Bible Girl podcast. I'm Jessica Robinson, and I've gathered my Bible, my journal, some study tools, and highlighters in every color for study time. From the practical to the inspirational, I pray that these podcasts give you the tools and motivation to be a Bible girl too. Welcome to the podcast today. Today we're starting a two-part series on a topic that I think is going to be fun. I have really enjoyed writing the show notes and preparing for what we're going to be talking about this week and next, and I really think this is going to be something that will be a help to you and an encouragement to you, but also I think there is a certain level of creativity and fun in this week and next week's topics that I think will appeal to many of you that like to add a little layer of creativity to the things that you do. We're going to be talking today and next week about two practices that will help us when it comes to application of scripture, but not just, not really application so much as in a, I read this thing and now I need to go do it, but more of an application of changing our thought processes and changing the kinds of people that we're becoming. And I think that is the harder part of Bible study when it comes to biblical application and spiritual formation, is actually changing who we are inside. You know, anybody can get up and do certain actions for a day or two, but ultimately the person that they are inside will win out and they'll revert back to who that is. So it's not enough for us just to put on new behaviors. We have to be creating something new inside of us to sustain those behaviors. That's why many Christians find certain parts of the Christian life very difficult, because they're changing actions, but they're not really connecting their inner thoughts, processes, and the person they are inside. They're not really working on that. They're just working on external things. So how is it that we change the way we think so that we can change the way we act? And so I'm going to give you two practices that will help you. And both of these are very simple and very basic. And they're, in and of themselves, they don't seem very earth-shattering. But it is not, with most things when it comes to spiritual formation, it is not the one-time thing. It is as whatever you do, however simple it is, the compound interest over time, the consistency in small ways, day after day after day after day, yields great results. And we discount that. We want the big showy thing. We want God to just swoop in and rescue us from this thing, or to change a part of our personality we struggle with, or take away an addiction or a stronghold in our life. We want God just to swoop in and fix that. And we are looking for the big thing that will do that. But the truth of the matter is that anything worthwhile generally takes thousands of small steps. And these two practices, their benefit is how they will begin to build up inside of you. And so let's jump into the first one. And this first practice we're going to talk about today, and the second practice we're going to talk about next week, in next week's podcast. So this week we're talking about practice number one, which is speaking the truth to yourself. And this seems like a very basic thing, but I want to package it in such a way that it becomes a part of your life. These are not affirmations. This is not Stuart Smalley from the Saturday Night Live skit where he says, looks in a mirror and says, I'm good enough and I'm smart enough and people love me. You know, it's not that kind of thing. It's not an affirmation turned inward. It is a declaration of something that is true. And oftentimes, what we're talking about are things that are true but may not be visible in the world around us. It may be something that we have to just believe and trust. And by making these declarations consistently, we are stating the truth about who God is and who I am, you know, who, yourself, in a way that is short and memorable and is bold. It is a statement of confidence. It is a statement of that I chose that word, that declaration. I declare is the name of today's podcast because it is something that is very bold. Now, before we get into where you get these statements from and how you write them and what you do with them, let me just give you a few things on why I think that these kinds of statements are very important. The first one is that writing declaration statements will help you remember the things that you've learned and studied. Some of the places that we're going to get them from are from the things that we're learning and that we're studying. They can keep those things fresh in your mind. How many times have you heard a great podcast or sermon or went to a conference and heard some good things and you leave and 2 days later you've forgotten them all? Well, declaration statements can help you remember those and help you internalize them into something that is actually fueling your mind and your thinking so that it, in turn, as we said, influences your behavior. Another reason to write them is they help you focus on the truth of the gospel in the midst of difficulty or stress. In times of darkness or difficult times when you're discouraged or when you've gotten bad news or when there's certain things in your life that just are weighing on you, they will help you focus on what's real and what is true and the truth of the gospel, that God loves you, that God has a good plan for your life, that God will work all things out for your benefit and for His glory. These are things that help you put your mindset in the right place. And declaration statements, their beauty is that they're short and memorable so that you can recall them to mind often throughout your day. They continually turn your focus back to who God is and who He says you are. You know, the world is giving us a lot of messages about Christianity and who God is. The world gives us an awful lot of messages about who we are. There are people in your lives that are probably very discouraging to you. And when you're around them, maybe you feel stupid or you feel insecure or not good enough or unattractive. But when you have these declaration statements that you can use to pull your attention back to God, it puts your focus on who you really are and who God really is, how God sees you and the person that you are in Christ. And you're going to get a lot of messages throughout your day that don't line up with the truth of the gospel and the truth of how God sees you. So these declaration statements can pull your mind back to where it belongs. They help you put troubling circumstances in perspective. When you can use these declaration statements to recall to your mind the truth about who God is, whatever you're facing will seem smaller. Because God is powerful and God is strong. And when we remind ourselves of not just His power, but also His goodness and His faithfulness, it keeps us from giving into despair and from wallowing in things that otherwise we might have great anxiety or fear about. They enable you to renew your mind, as we're commanded to do in Scripture. As you continually repeat these things to yourself throughout the day, or put them, we'll talk about this, you know, put it on a post-it note or whatever, and you see them, you're continually pushing truth into the forefront of your mind. And it's an opportunity for the Holy Spirit to take the words of Scripture that you've rewritten in these declarations, and He will use them to change your mind, to renew it, to make it new. They give you ammunition to turn a bad day around. I have had experience in this so many times where I've been able to recall to mind these statements, and they have given me a little bit of a fresh burst of energy to put aside maybe something that I've messed up or just a day that's kind of spun out of my control. It helps me to make sure that I'm looking at the right things and that I'm not allowing this day to spiral even further because of a wrong mindset. The last thing I have down here is that they help to remind you of God's active presence in your life. So often it seems like we're just kind of muddling through life. We're just trying to do the best we can each day with the choices we have in front of us. And God is there with us, whether we feel His presence or whether we remember it or not. And He is there to help us to work in those situations. He is there to give us His wisdom and His guidance to guide our steps, to give us confidence and peace and joy in the midst of all of these things. And so as we turn our focus to these statements that that we put together, that we've claimed, so to speak, for this particular period of life or this day or this event, they help to remind you that God is active and present in your life and that the Holy Spirit's presence is with you and He is able to intervene and to direct your day. And so these are all great reasons to craft some declaration statements of your own. So if I've managed to convince you, then you probably are wondering how you can do this. Well, there's a lot of ways. I'm going to go over kind of four general areas. And these are ones that I gain these things from the most often. But there are probably lots of other smaller ways you can get these as well. The first one, and I think is probably going to be the most important, is from your own time in God's Word, whether it's through writing out the Bible Girl scripture writing, or whether it's through reading or study that you're doing. Maybe you do a Bible reading plan through an app like She Reads Truth or The First Five or YouVersion, or maybe you're taking a video Bible study with a group at your church or a small group Bible study, or however you're getting into God's Word. These declaration statements can come from what you're learning. They come from concepts and principles that you're learning in God's Word, and they come from the specific Word of God itself. You can take Bible verses and rework them into declaration statements. So, and this is one where I think it's really important, because in this is where God is drawing your attention. When you read a passage of scripture, the Holy Spirit is active and He is drawing your attention. He's drawing your mind. He's helping you see things in His Word. And so those are the things that God wants you to notice. And so that's, I believe, the best place to start, to take those things and to craft them into some kind of declaration statement. Some other places you can get them are from sermons or podcasts. If you go to church on Sunday morning and you take some notes, or maybe the pastor says something really, really, really powerful, and you just, you know, want to remember that. Recently, our pastor Josh here at the church that I work at was talking on his sermon about God's will, and he mentioned a statement that our senior pastor had told him years ago, and it kind of stuck with me. It was a very memorable statement. You know, it was the idea that God's will is it's not a path, it's a pool. Jump in and start swimming, or it's a sandbox, get in and play. And it's the idea that you could that God's will wasn't this confining thing, that God gave us a lot of freedom to make wise choices for ourselves. And I remember that stuck with me. And for a few weeks after that, I was going through some things where I was trying to determine what to do. And that thought kept coming back to my mind. And I just kept repeating to myself, you know, I'm in God's playground. I can play. I'm in His sandbox. I can play. I got that from a sermon. Sometimes they might come from a podcast or maybe a conference that you go to and you hear a really good speaker. They could come from worship lyrics. Many times you are singing in church on Sunday or in your car on the way into town, or drop the kids off to school or something, and you hear a phrase and a line and it just doesn't let go of you. And you can kind of structure that in a way that becomes a declaration statement. When I was on sabbatical a few months ago, one of the books that I read at the beginning of the sabbatical time just really stirred up some things in my heart. And it was a bit of a difficult week emotionally for me. And I was reminded that I listened to the worship song, It Is Well. And I was listening to when the singer said that the waves and winds still know His name. And it was that reminder that I'm in the midst of this storm right now, but that God is in it. That, you know, He led me here to sabbatical. He led me to this book. He wants me to go through these things, and He is with me. And so it is well with me. And whenever I would get a lot of anxiety or frustration over some of the things I was feeling, I would just remind myself that it is well with me, that God is in this and it is well with me. And I would say that to myself over and over again when I would become too distressed. And it was something that was very comforting to me. And I think there is something, I hesitate to use the word magical, but really just special about music. It has a way of reaching into us, into our emotions and our spirit in a way that just spoken words do not. In my role here at the church that I work for, I do a lot of mentoring and a lot of discipling of women. And I cannot tell you how many times over the course of the, 12 or 13 years, 12 years that I've worked here, I continually run out of the auditorium after someone who's caught up in the middle of a worship song and all the circumstances of their life just kind of come spilling out in their tears. And I have watched so many women over the course of my lifetime in all different ways. I've seen music reach people and bring them to tears and take them to a very vulnerable place just from a line in a lyric. And so those words are good places to get some of our declaration statements from. Another place is from really good books or Bible study workbooks. Maybe you are working your way through your own, Bible study that you picked up at the store, like a workbook or something, or a good book that you might be reading. Currently, I am reading some books on relationships and friendships and community for a project I'm working on. And there have been a few things about friendship that I've kind of put into declaration statements. And when little things bug me about my relationships, those statements have been a very good directional tool. They help me know how to pray and how to think about certain situations and relationships that I'm involved in. And so I pull many good declaration statements from books or Bible study workbooks that I've worked my way through. So those are four really good ways and good places that you can get these declaration statements. So basically what you do with the statement is you take something and you reword it. You want to start with either the words I or God. Okay, so some of them lend themselves better to personal statement, starting out by saying, you know, I will, or I do, or I know, or I believe. Others can start with God and say that, God loves me, therefore, or whatever. God is powerful. I have no need to fear. God is with me today. There is nothing that can shake me. Whatever those things are, you can start with yourself or you start with God, but one or the other, and you basically tell the truth about God and yourself in that statement. You can take all of these things that you've read and heard and studied and listened to, and you can make these statements. And I would encourage you just to keep a list of these in your journal. You can add them to the list as you find more, and you'll always have the perfect thing to be continually reminding yourself throughout the day. No matter what the day holds, after a while of compiling these, you'll have lots of great things that you would be able to utilize and to cling to when you need these. I would encourage you, let's jump into what do you do with these? And once you have them, how is it that we're using them? So here are some ways that you can do it. You can say them when you wake up. Some of the ones I've crafted are specifically good things to say in the morning. For instance, my mother is fond of whenever something goes wrong in my life or something that I didn't anticipate. My mom is always fond of reminding me for many, many years. I have a very, very wise mother. I'm very blessed by God to have her wisdom. And she would often remind me in a little bit of a laughing tone to try to get me to lighten up a little bit. She would say, well, this came as no surprise to God. And she wanted to remind me that even though I didn't know it was coming, God knew it was coming. And that is one of the most comforting statements, because when I remember the fact that, yes, this came out of left field. But God has been leading me to this point, and God has been preparing me for this point, that changes the way I approach what happens next. And so I think one of those little statements that I've said often in my life, when I wake up in the morning, nothing I face today will be a surprise to God. It's just a quick little memorable statement. I know it. I say it. I remind myself, nothing I face today will be a surprise to God. That's a great statement to start your morning with, to remind yourself that whatever comes, God knew about it and God had been preparing me. You can say it as you lay down to sleep. I utilized a great statement like that when I was on sabbatical. I was staying in the mountains by myself at the top of this mountain, and it was completely deserted, no one for miles around. I was not bothered or frightened by the thought of it until I got there and it started getting dark the first night. And the darker it got, the more I thought, you know, I'm really up here without any help. What happens if something happens? And I'd been told there were bears, and that there were actually, you know, bear teeth marks in the trash dumpster outside of the place I was staying. So I was kind of, all these things are running through my head, and I thought, you know, I'm here to rest and relax and to renew myself, and I don't want to be too afraid to fall asleep. So that first night, as I laid down, I reminded myself that God led me here. I knew for a fact that God had orchestrated the events, the timing, the place, everything about this, what was God's hand was on it. And so I knew as I laid down to sleep that night that God led me here. And I also knew that it was God's responsibility to keep me safe. God will protect me when I am where I belong. And so I would go to sleep at night and I would say to myself, sometimes several times, God led me here and it is God's job to keep me safe. And I was surprised by the fact that I had very little issues sleeping at all. And none of the issues I had sleeping had anything to do with being afraid. I felt confident in knowing that God had led me here, and that God was responsible to keep me safe. And so you can say these declaration statements as you lay down, as you go to sleep at night. You can meditate on the truth of these statements and know that God is with you. God will take care of you. God will watch over you. God is faithful to you. And you can lay down peacefully and go to sleep. You can say them when you get bad news or you're in a stressful situation. If one of your declaration statements that you've been working on and using faithfully is that when my mind is focused on Christ, I will have peace. So when something comes into your life that's bad or stressful, just say that statement. When my mind is focused on Christ, I will have peace. This comes from Philippians chapter 4. You can also say it when you're worried or anxious, when there's just something you can't get out of your head. You can say your statement, whatever your declaration statement is. You can have a bunch of them that speak to worry and why we shouldn't worry. You can say it when you're tired or lack emotional or physical strength to go on. Sometimes just reminding yourself of God's power is enough to give you the strength to keep going, to rely on His power. A good one for this would be the verse in, I think it's 2 Corinthians here, where 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, God works best in my weakness. God works best in my weakness. He's hampered when I'm trying to do all the work, but when I'm weak and I let Him work, He does His best work. And so God works best in my weakness. That reminder at a time when I may be discouraged or I'm tired or I lack the strength, I feel like there's nothing in me left. That's a beautiful declaration statement to say and remind myself. You say it when you need a reminder of God's presence in your circumstances or when all hope seems lost. You know, sometimes you just go on day after day and deal with the things you need to deal with. And then in a moment, you become overwhelmed with the difficulty of it all. I've experienced that several times recently. I have had problems with just a lot going on in my life. My mom's health has been poor the last 3 months or so, and it's been a bit of a battle, and I worry about her. I worry about just so many different things because of this, and I do a pretty good job most days because there's a lot to do, and I have a good life. I enjoy it, and even with the difficulty, I'm happy to do whatever I can to help my mother and to help her get back to health. But every once in a while, there comes a moment where I just realize I'm tired and I'm worried. And when those moments come upon me, and they're rare, but when they do, I remind myself that I don't have to be strong because God's power works best in my weakness. I remind myself that this circumstance is not a surprise to God, that He knew it, and so He was preparing me for it. And those statements, you know, nothing I face today will be a surprise to God. God works best in my weakness. Those are the things that I use to get my hope back when I lose it for those brief moments. These are all good times to use your statement. A couple of things you can do to kind of help you utilize them is to connect the statements with specific things. So repeat the statement in the morning when you get up, or then tie it to maybe brushing your teeth, and when you're adding cream to your coffee, and when you're on your way to your weekly meeting that you have every Tuesday or Friday, or when you're pulling out of the driveway. Connect saying the statements to specific things that you do frequently, and that will kind of get you in the habit of reminding yourself of them. Another thing that you can do is put them on like 3x5 cards or little Project Life cards, the little 3x4 ones, and you can just stick those around your office or your bedroom, or stick them in on your bathroom mirror, on the fridge, or even, you know, in the past I've taped them to my dashboard of my car or hanging down from my rearview mirror, but whatever it takes, some days, those reminders out there. So when you see the reminder, just read the card and just let that statement really sink into your mind and your heart. Another way to do it, you know, we utilize technology for things like this because it takes away a lot of our dependence on our own memory. So you can set an alarm on your smartphone. And most smartphones, I know my iPhone, will allow me to name the alarm. So oftentimes, I will type in my declaration statement as the name of the alarm. And then I might set it for 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then at 3 o'clock, my alarm goes off on my phone. And it's when the alarm shows up on my phone, it's my statement, and I can just read it right from the phone. And then, you know, I can set it again to, you know, snooze it if I think I need it again in 9 minutes. Or you can go in and change the time or set up several throughout the day and use those to continually remind you. This is part of meditation on God's Word, but it is a more deliberate form of meditation. It is tying the truth of God's Word to your circumstances and to the rhythms of your life throughout your day, and to remind yourself the truth of who God is and the truth of who you are. And nothing is more powerful than this. Nothing is more powerful than knowing with confidence and boldness who God is. And then knowing because of that truth, this is what's true about me. Now, to help you get started and get some declaration statements, I have taken a list. I've made a list for you, and I got these statements from scripture that I have. I have a Word document where I put down any scripture that I find is very encouraging. And I use these to text to friends or put in cards. I send a lot of cards to women that I know and to people that serve on the different teams that I oversee. And I just keep a constant list. I just add to it all the time. And I went back to this list of encouraging verses, and I made a whole bunch of declaration statements for you. Now, I want to say that the best ones are the ones that God leads you to through your study. But if you're just getting started with this, this is a great place to just kind of grab some of these and begin to say them. And as you say them, you will start to memorize them, and they will sink into you, and you will begin to recall them without trying at various parts of your day. I cannot tell you how many times I go through something, I experience something, and the first thing that pops into my head is, well, this wasn't a surprise to God. Because nothing I face today will be a surprise to God. You will begin to respond in the moment of stress, or in the moment of worry or fear or discouragement or exhaustion. You will be able to respond with truth if you are willing to take these statements. So these are some that'll get you started. And I would love to see you compile a list of your own. And if you are on the Facebook, our Facebook group, I'm going to post something tomorrow morning, which will be the 28th of March. I'm recording this on the 27th. So the Tuesday morning, the 28th, there'll be a post up where you can get on and share some of your favorite declaration statements. Maybe you already have some, or maybe you're kind of working on your own and you want to get in there and share this week. I would really love to hear what yours are. And now that I've shared some of my favorites with you. So make sure you get the show notes. The show notes has a full page of declaration statements for you. And I hope that they are an encouragement and a help to you. I hope that they build up your faith and help you not just jump from learning truth and going out and acting on it, but they help you do that middle step, which is changing your mind inside and changing your heart toward obedience and turning your heart toward God so that your actions reflect the person that you are inside. I have another way we're going to talk about next week is practice number 2, which is especially fun to me and something that I think you're going to like hearing about, and we're going to have some fun with that one. So I'll see you back at the podcast next time, and until then, have a great week. Thanks for listening. Go to BibleGirlPodcast.com to email me, download show notes, sign up for my newsletter, print the monthly scripture writing lists, and listen to past episodes. Join the Bible Girl Facebook group to get the latest podcast news and to interact with me and other listeners. I'm all over social media as Jessie L. Robinson. That's J-E-S-S-I-L Robinson. I'd love for you to friend or follow me. Join me again for another episode of Bible Girl.